before Friday when the House is expected to adjourn sine die. Mr. Chalisa admits that allowing the vote to go ahead would deprive the people of Chawama representation on matters concerning the proposed constitutional amendments. The emergency application is tied to Mr. Chali's main petition, in which he's asking the Concord to overturn the Speaker's ruling on 28 November, declaring Chawama's seat vacant. Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Haimbe has clarified that recent visa delays affecting members of parliament travelling to Europe were caused by applications that were late, not diplomatic tensions. Speaking when delivering a ministerial statement, Mr. Haimbe said the ministry had noted widespread speculation suggesting that some Sinjing and Nordic countries were rejecting visas for Zambian MPs. He dismissed those claims, saying the situation had been misunderstood. The minister explained that Zambia's diplomatic passports remain credible and are fully recognized internationally, adding that while MPs hold diplomatic passports, Sinjing regulations only allow fast-track visas processing for ministers and officials of equivalent rank. Mr. Haimbe said MPs are therefore required to apply for visas at least 10 to 15 days before traveling, but recent applications were submitted too late to meet that requirement. He highlighted three cases, including delegates traveling to Geneva for a World Health Organization forum, a group applying for Swiss visas processed through Swedish embassy, and an 18-member delegation to Germany. All applications, he said, were filed outside the required processing time frame. Mr. Haimbe further stressed that Zambia's regulations with Germany and other Sinjing states remain strong, with no communication indicating any shift in policy towards Zambian officials.
It was an isolated incident, and delays arose due to late submission of applications which fell short of the minimum processing time frame required by Schengen visa regulations. Madam Speaker, although members of Parliament hold diplomatic passports, Schengen visa regulations stipulate that only for fast-track processing. The category of fast-track processing currently does not include Members of Parliament. Members of Parliament are therefore required to submit applications at least 10 to 15 days before the intended travel date to accommodate administrative processing, including courier dispatch of passports to Nairobi for certain Schengen states or to Pretoria for the United Kingdom.
The UPND Alliance has thrown its full support behind President Hakainde Hichilema as its sole flag bearer for the 2026 general election. The Alliance spokesperson, Leslie Chigose, says President Hichilema remains the most capable leader to steer the country's development agenda, stressing that the Alliance will not consider any proposal to field a different candidate. Mr. Chigose said President Hichilema's performance has strengthened his support base, even in regions where he had previously recorded lower numbers. He also noted key achievements under the UPND government, including the free education policy, upgrades to health facilities, and the reinstatement of meal allowances for students in public universities. He added that the country has recorded improved investor confidence, ongoing recruitment in the public sector, and stronger regulation in the mining industry under President Hichilema's leadership.
When leadership remains focused and when an alliance stands united in purpose, meaningful change becomes possible and sustainable. But let us be very clear. What we are witnessing now is only the beginning. We have hope for the future because we know we now have more children in school than at any time in our history. Children who will become tomorrow's teachers, nurses, engineers, and innovators. Communities are now building their own projects through CDF, meaning that development will no longer be delayed by bureaucracy.
In international news, a Kenyan parliamentary inquiry has accused British soldiers stationed in the country of repeated sexual abuse, unsafe training practices and environmental violations, saying the behavior has made the foreign troops feel like an occupying force. The report released this week by Kenya's Defense and Foreign Relations Committee reflects growing anger over the conduct of the British Army Training Unit, Kenya, also known as Batuk, which hosts thousands of UK soldiers every year. Britain's Defense Ministry told Reuters it deeply regrets the problems linked to its military presence and said it is willing to investigate any new allegations once evidence is submitted. The most high-profile case involves the 2012 murder of 21-year-old Agnes Wanjiru near a British training camp in Nanyuki, The main suspect, British soldier Robert Perkis, was arrested in the UK last month after years of campaigning by Wanjiru's family and Kenyan activists. He denies any role in her death and is now facing extradition proceedings. The committee's report said hearings in communities near the training grounds revealed a disturbing pattern of rape, assault, abandoned children and workplace injuries affecting Kenyans hired to clear unexploded ordnance without proper safety gear. MPs also cited evidence of toxic waste dumping and other environmental damage. Batuk told the community and committee that it had a zero-tolerance policy on sexual exploitation and insists its environmental audits show strong compliance with Kenyan laws. Still within international news, Sudan is facing the world's largest humanitarian crisis, with more than 14 million people forced from their homes as disease spreads and famine takes hold. The country descended into chaos in April 2023 after a violent power struggle erupted between the Sudanese military and the Rapid Support Forces, triggering full-scale war across Khartoum and multiple regions. We monitored African News. Sudan is in the grips of one of the world's largest humanitarian crises. Over 14 million people have been forced from their homes, disease is spreading and famine is taking hold. The nation spiraled into chaos in April of 2023 when a power struggle between the military and the Rapid Support Forces erupted into full-scale war. Rights groups are calling for an end to the conflict.
That's where we need the world attention right now, to bring an end to this conflict, or at least to bring some kind of humanitarian pause so that we can deliver, we can save lives, and start building ground for a more lasting peace. So, you know, we appeal to all countries in the region and beyond that has leverage to bring this conflict to an end.
The World Food Programme warns that over 20 million people in Sudan are facing severe food insecurity as war devastates the country. Famine is already unfolding in El Fasher and Kadugli in South Kordofan.
Globally, we are up against what we call a perfect storm. We've never seen needs as high as this. 320 million people are acutely food insecure. That was a country would be a very big country. Two famines confirmed in Gaza and in Sudan. But at the same time, our funding is coming down. So 40% cut this year. And so we're really struggling to meet the needs. And on top of that, we are seeing increasing political complexities that we're trying to navigate. It's becoming increasingly dangerous. Last year, a record number of humanitarians were killed.
The WFP says it's reaching over 4 million people each month in Sudan, yet the needs remain overwhelming, with millions still desperate for food and safety.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to a pigeon home. Told you to expect some more. They know that. What you want is nothing.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, waveforms, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones, Yatuma Batari. Now ready available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, techno.
Say hello to original.
From Lusaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus, the Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
The Football Association of Zambia FAS yesterday successfully reconvened its May annual general meeting. The association president Keith Mwemba therefore thanked the football family for the smooth transition in the aftermath of the May elective annual general meeting. The Minister of Youth, Sport and Arts, Elvis Nkando, commended FAS for opening the door for everyone to participate. However, the minister called for a unite, or rather for unity, within the football fraternity and taking the game to the next level. Speaking during the reconvened AGM at the Italian Cultural Center, Mwemba said he remained true to his commitment to unite Zambian football. The reconvened AGM was a continuation of the May 2025 AGM that was deferred to exclusively deal with only elections. And on that sporting note, we have come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, do follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here is a recap of the headlines once again. government has pleaded that Bill 7 must be addressed before 25th December 2025 to save its Pali life. President Hakainde Hichilema to respond to letters from the